What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, July 28th, 2020, getting on to the end of the month here. We have a lot to talk about today, and as usual, I'm going to talk about news until I run out of news, at which point we'll open up the phone lines and let you call on in with your comments, questions, observations, and opinions as to what's going on in the news today. All right, I have been watching all morning the House Judiciary Committee's interview with Attorney General Barr. And the partisanship is on full display there. The Democrats are out to get rid of this guy any way that they can. And some of it got pretty ridiculous. There was this one representative who was out there talking about tear gassing peaceful protesters. And Barr said, with some justification, if they're throwing trash cans through windows, they're not peaceful. And this guy came back and said, well, setting aside the ones who were doing that, you were still gassing the peaceful protesters who were standing next to them. Like tear gas can be aimed and targeted, which is completely ridiculous. Now, if you're a peaceful protester and you see people committing acts of violence, probably the best thing to do is to just get out of there and not be confused for them. When I was part of the protests against the war in Honolulu, the instructions that were handed out to the marchers ahead of time was, if you see somebody committing an act of vandalism or violence, you encircle them, you point at them, and you shout, agent provocateur, agent provocateur, agent provocateur. And we only had to do that a few times before the agent provocateurs all put their uniforms back on and left for the day. So one of the representatives, though, who was a little more sympathetic, came up with what I think is a very, very good point. If it's a peaceful protest, why did you have to negotiate a ceasefire? And looking at some of the videos that you're seeing, they've moved beyond fireworks. Now, the fireworks are very harmful. Apparently, somebody got a concussion when they got hit by one of those mortar shells, you know, which do come out of those cardboard tubes at a very high rate of speed. And instead of going up and doing the fireworks, they're aiming these mortars. And somebody got a concussion from one of those. Apparently, another firework caught a police officer, burned through his sleeve, left burns all over his arms, and that's assault with a potentially deadly weapon. So this is not peaceful. When they behave like this, it's not a peaceful protest. When they're out there talking about burning down the federal courthouse, that's not a peaceful peaceful protest here. All righty. Now, Representative Jerry Nadler is claiming that the Antifa violence in Portland is a myth. It's not really happening. They're all peaceful protesters. And according to the congressman, it's just a myth that's spread only in Washington, D.C. So he's been raked across the coals by social media after insisting there is no protester, rented lips, instigated violence in Portland. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's being instigated by undercover agent provocateurs. And Nadler, of course, has been spearheading efforts to discredit federal police in the city. He is, of course, a Democrat, and he was approached by pundit and internet personality Austin Fletcher, who asked the House member if he disavows the violence from Antifa happening in Portland right now. And Nadler responded, that's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C. Fletcher clarified, about Antifa in Portland? Yes, the New York representative shot back as he walked away. So that's it. There is no violence. You're not seeing the violence. Everything's peaceful. If you're seeing violence, then you must be one of them, whoever them happened to be today here. Trump is sending more federal agents to Portland in significant increase in force at the courthouse. Now, there's something that needs to be clarified here because there's a lot of confusion going on. The federal forces that are going into these cities are there to protect federal property. That's their jurisdiction. They're going to protect the courthouses. They're going to protect the federal employees. And their jurisdiction runs out when they step outside the federal property. So they have limits to where they can go. This idea that they're going into the crowds of protesters to bust heads and everything, that's completely made up by the Democrat liberals. Okay? So, anyway. Let's see. Apparently, the Oakland protesters succeeded in setting fire to the courthouse and smashing windows. About 700 demonstrators participated in what started as a peaceful march Saturday night, but then some broke from the larger group and smashed windows, spray-painted graffiti, pointed lasers at officers. Those must be some very, very powerful lasers out there. Anyway, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan, an outspoken opponent of President Trump, basically said that the sending of federal forces to riot-plagued cities is a dry run for martial law. Not really. These are not armed forces that are being sent in. They're federal agents, and there is a difference. Armed forces are covered by posse comitatus, except for the Marines. And martial law would require basically abandoning posse comitatus and saying, send in the army to restore order. That hasn't happened yet. What Trump is doing is protecting the federal buildings and the federal employees because the local governments won't do it. And it's another one of those situations where no matter what Trump does, they're going to criticize him. If he didn't send in the federal agents to protect the federal courthouses and the federal employees, they say, look, he's doing absolutely nothing. He's letting these buildings be burned and these people be harassed, you know, all for nothing. And now that he's trying to do something about it, oh, my goodness, he's trying martial law. He's acting like a tyrant and a dictator. Harry Truman used to say that the Oval Office was the hottest kitchen in the world, and he's absolutely right. No matter what you do, there's some moron who's not going to like it here. Another article, this one came out of the New York Post, saying that the Portland protests have no goal except violence and anarchy. And this is what, 62 nights, 7 weeks ago. And some streets and areas are literally no-go zones at night, either blocked by fires or teams of what are called guards. And there's a trail of broken windows and fires everywhere they go from these violent protests. And yet, if you watch where some people from the media are trying to talk to these protesters, and they say, you know, why are you protesting? I support Black Lives Matter. Okay, why? Well, I just do. Okay, but you're white. Why are you supporting Black Lives Matter? Well, it's the thing to do. It's the fashion trend or whatever their rationale is. It's clear they don't really have a grasp of the agendas involved here. And a lot of them are probably being paid to be there. You know, in an economy like this one, it's probably very easy to just wave a $50 bill and get somebody to come in and act like an animal for 8 hours. Now, up in Seattle, radio host and self-proclaimed cat dad Paul Gallant took to Twitter back in June to respond to Trump's handling of the protesters in Seattle. Responding to a tweet where the president was critical of the Seattle mayor, Gallant responded, "Chill, dog," before saying he saw no burning, pillaging, or deaths in his city. Well, that was before his own apartment got trashed and vandalized and looted. Now he's saying, "I feel like I need to buy a firearm." What's that old saying? A conservative is a liberal who got mugged. All righty, let's talk about COVID-19. It's still out there in the news. It's still out there. It's actually starting to fade away relative to all the rioting, but it's still an issue out there. Apparently, according to Professor Kwok Young Yuen, China is destroying COVID-19 evidence. Now, take this with a grain of salt, because every time the United States wants to demonize somebody, they're always willing to find some kind of a defector or somebody who wants to defect and wants to curry favor with the U.S. government to say whatever needs to be said. And apparently the issue here is Professor Kwok Young Yuen is seeing indications of direct human-to-human transmission of the new coronavirus. He alerted the authorities in Beijing. It took 8 days for Beijing to warn the world that the coronavirus could be spread through human-to-human transmission. Well, it's not exactly destroying the evidence, but they were certainly late getting it out there. Yuen told the BBC he believes local officials covered up the scale of the initial outbreak by destroying physical evidence and delaying the response to clinical findings. I still think that COVID-19 was a work in progress for a biological weapon, and somebody dropped a test tube. It was an accidental release. It's certainly not acting like a finished, potent biological weapon. It's making a lot of people sick, and some people are dying, but it's about on the same level as the seasonal flu, and that's not an effective biological weapon. Otherwise, you just, you know, cultivate the seasonal flu and spread that among your enemy. Okay, another expert has come forward to say that Trump was right. Hydroxychloroquine saves lives, and the propaganda war is killing people. This is an op-ed published by Newsweek, written by Yale epidemiology professor Dr. Harvey Risch, and he wrote that hydroxychloroquine is highly effective, especially when given in combination with the antibiotics azithromycin or doxycycline and the nutritional supplement zinc. Now, zinc, as I understand it, acts like a pump, if you will, to help pump these medications where they need to go. Scientists discover how COVID-19 can rob patients of their sense of smell after months of being baffled by the devastating symptom. And scientists claim to have finally figured out how the coronavirus causes patients to lose their sense of smell. And up until now, they didn't know. They just observed that it was so. It was an empirical observation. And now they think they know the mechanism by which it happens. Well, Bill Gates is out there moving the goalposts again and saying that it will take multiple vaccines to defeat COVID-19. Not just one, but multiple vaccines from multiple companies, all of which Bill Gates is probably heavily invested in. So they're raising the bar on sticking needles in your body, saying that a single vaccine won't be enough. You'll need multiple doses over a short period of time to deliver immunity. Now, this causes the hairs to go up on the back of my neck, because there was a big stink some years ago where the World Health Organization was handing out free typhus vaccinations to third world countries. And in that case, they said there had to be multiple vaccines over a prolonged period of time, 3 months, in fact. And that got suspicions raised by a lot of people, because there's already a well-established vaccine for typhus, and it takes just a single shot. So somebody got hold of some of the vaccine and had it analyzed and discovered that what it actually was sterilizing the women that it was being given to. It would trick their body into viewing a pregnancy as an infection, and their body's immune system would get rid of it. They'd miscarry. But it took several shots to get the body tricked into thinking that. So now all of a sudden they're talking about, you know, not just one vaccine for COVID-19, but multiple vaccines over a short period of time. And I got to tell you, given Bill Gates' prior comments about population control through the use of vaccines, I'm very, very suspicious. I'm very, very concerned about this. Okay, now, let's see. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., rather, sorry about the F. Actually, the F is correct. Environmental lawyer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is warning Americans on last Thursday to be cautious about any new coronavirus vaccine, pointing out that key parts of testing are being skipped. They're fast-tracking this whole thing. And again, I want to remind everybody what happened back in 1976 with the mandated swine flu vaccination program, where the swine flu vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the flu itself did. And they were about a quarter of the way through the population, and they had to quit. They literally called it off because too many people were dying. You know, if only a few people die, that's a small price to pay for, you know, your stock going through the roof on your pharmaceutical company. But this was a major problem. So the Moderna vaccine, which is the lead candidate so far, skipped animal testing altogether. This was an online debate on mandatory vaccinations with renowned Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz, who's very pro-vaccine. The debate was aired by Valuetainment, moderated by Patrick Bet-David. So another aspect of testing was equally unsatisfying. Kennedy said the Moderna vaccine was tested on 45 people. They had a high dose group of 15 people, a medium dose group of 15 people, and a low growth, low dose group of 15 people. That's hardly enough to establish. Yeah, they're just running this thing together. And unfortunately, the vaccine companies, because of the Homeland Security Act and various other laws that have been passed, they're immune from lawsuits. They could pump whatever they want into your arm, and if it harms you, you have to go to the vaccine court, where you may or may not get some kind of compensation for what happened, but you can't sue the vaccine company itself. We're incentivizing a reckless approach to this process by protecting the vaccine companies from being sued. Now, over in Miami, the police are setting up mask traps, you know, like radar traps and red light traps and so forth. Well, now they have mask traps. They're issuing $100 fines to people wearing masks improperly. Now, here in Indiana, Governor Holcomb has mandated everybody wear a mask in public places, but the police are saying they refuse to enforce that. So that's going up and down. And Claire and I were out earlier today, and we saw a lot of people not bothering with the masks anymore. So apparently Miami-Dade County is fining people for not wearing masks in public. And already the Florida media outlets are filled with stories of people cited for wearing masks improperly, lowering masks to sip a drink, or removing their face coverings once outside of a store. Okay, now, I had not opened the phone lines yet, but for some reason people are calling in right now, so I'm going to go ahead and take some phone calls, starting with Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I called in early because I think what I'm about to say is pretty important, and it's linking all this stuff together.
Okay.
So last night or whatever, yesterday, there were 14 million views on Facebook, I think, is those doctors who are giving their, against the narrative. We're going against the narrative saying that, the masks are not needed, that we could open up. And they were all at once deleted from all social media. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
So let me start linking this stuff together. I also sent you something this morning where Black Lives Matter has moved all their funds into some Soros-controlled, basically money laundering group.
Okay.
So here we have a couple of things here, Mike. We have Soros funds Black Lives Matter. Soros funds Antifa. Now the money is controlled by Soros. And you wonder why Soros isn't in jail, because he's been in bed with the CIA all over the world with their color revolutions.
Yeah.
He's also the largest donor to the Democratic Party, including Obama, including Hillary, and so on. So there's a lot of links there, okay? Then we have the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice, and all these people, Comey, Strzok, Page, Rosenstein, all these, Brennan, who were actively engaged, and it's more and more absolutely positively apparent that they were engaged illegal in interfering in elections, undercutting a sitting president, vastly exceeding their charter, criminally vastly exceeding their charter. So the Democratic Party was certainly complicit in that whole Russiagate thing, along with those intelligence agencies. And of course, Soros is linked, and Antifa is linked to the CIA. So here we also have AOC's quote the other day saying that was that she removed, saying we've got to keep this pandemic thing going or whatever through the elections because it will hurt Trump. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
So that's a Democratic Party strategy. And mind you, the Democratic Party complicit in Russiagate. The intelligence agencies complicit in Russiagate. Not only the leadership, but the agencies themselves, their charters are at risk. The media is complicit in Russiagate, and then we have Soros linking all these things just about.
And now
we have the COVID thing, which they're trying to extend through Democratic mayors, through Democratic governors. They're trying to extend through the election. And you got to wonder, after all this stuff, and they're suppressing and killing anybody, including doctors and authorities, who speak out against it. And what I'm presenting here is a unified, field theory of what's going on here. And they have to get rid of Trump. They have to get rid of Trump because there's a possibility is out there, if he gets reelected, that the not only the Rosenstein and Comey and Brennan and Clapper and Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder and all those guys in the State Department and Strzok and Page, all those guys in the FBI and the DOJ, CIA, they'll go down. The institutions are at risk. The Democratic Party is at risk. Soros, being the largest contributor to both the Democratic Party and in bed with the CIA, he's at risk. All these people in the media is at risk because they fomented. Can I hang on just one more?
Yeah. Peter, stay on the line. I'm going to bring you right back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. Before we go back to Peter in Los Angeles, Joe Biden just wrapped up his press conference where the lower third said he's answering questions from reporters. And my question is that if these are spontaneous questions from the reporters to which Biden is giving spontaneous, extemporaneous answers, why did he need teleprompters? Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Anyway, let's go back to Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter was giving us a grand unified field theory of what's going on. And it seems this web of intrigue and distraction and illness and everything has one big dark spider at the very center of the web, and that's George Soros.
Well, I would tell you he's part of it, but he's not the center. I think the banks are the center of it because this COVID thing, like you got to figure with how this plays into it. If it wasn't a CIA thing to begin with, then it might be, but who knows. But it's certainly being used now, and they're prolonging it. As AOC talked about, they want to prolong it through the election. Why? Well, because all these riots are going to cause people to vote for Trump. So you can't have in-person voting. You got to vote by mail, and you have to perpetuate this COVID bullshit. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Please watch the language. Don't you curse on this here radio.
I apologize, Mark. But you've got to perpetuate that to keep people from assembling, legally, and also from keep that vote by mail thing going, that they can cheat. The center of all this are the banks, because also the longer that the economy stays closed, that means that they have no competition. They will, the Federal Reserve would have bought up every single share of publicly held stock everywhere. All the privately held competition is gone. They'll own everything. And so it's all together. The Democratic Party can't survive the light of day in an investigation. The intelligence agencies can't. Comey and all those guys, they can't stand it either. The media can't afford to have their complicity in this. You know, it's all one thing. Mike and Soros is a key part of it, linking the CIA and the Democratic Party and Antifa and Black Lives Matter all together, certainly. But it goes bigger than that. And now he's in charge of the funds that they have, and they have more money than either the Democrats or the Republicans.
Yes.
Anyway, just wanted to hear what you had to say and throw that out to the other callers as well.
Well, there's no doubt that this is all being orchestrated. And again, for political gain, it seems like every election year there's violence just before the election that each side tries to blame on the other. Again, the rioting, I think, is going to work against the Democrats as far as blaming COVID-19 on Donald Trump. I don't think that's really going to get a lot of traction. And that's mostly because...
It's not blaming it on, Mike. It's keeping it alive so that they go to vote by mail. And that people have a hard time. Like he's canceling. Everybody's canceling, you know, their rallies. You know, nobody goes to Biden's, but people go to Trump's. They have to be canceled. So, you know, it plays right into the Democrats' hands.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right about that. The only thing I can say is everybody needs to get on out and vote their conscience, and don't be discouraged by, you know, the bogus poll numbers. I mean, they're out there already saying Biden's going to win. He's got the poll numbers. Trump is just in free fall. That was what they were saying back in 2016, and you need to remember that. And the goal here of the corporate media is to basically discourage you even from filling out the write-in ballot, even though we know there's going to be massive, massive fraud here. The only way we can do that is to overwhelm the fraud, which is what we did in 2016. So when the election comes around, get out there and vote any way you can, in person if possible, or fill out your absentee ballot and send that on in. And we're going to need to get some poll watchers in there to take a look at the counting. And by law, they have to let representatives from the opposing party in to view the counting of the ballots. We could wound up with another debacle like we had in 2000 down in Florida. In fact, I'm predicting that's exactly what's going to happen.
That's their goal. And they've already said, because it's going to be mass confusion with the right and stuff. And then Hillary's already come out and said, will he ever leave? She's already said that, right?
Yes.
She's already floated that theory. And so, you know, it's to me, it looks like it's all one thing. Anyways, thanks for the time, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, you've got it here. And we've got callers on the line, but we're almost at the end of this segment. So let's talk a little bit about Jeffrey Epstein. It turns out Ghislaine Maxwell is not the only procuress that he had working for him. There's another name that has now surfaced. Natalia Malyshev is accused of recruiting young women for Jeffrey Epstein to abuse in the early 2000s. And apparently Epstein victim Sarah Ransom accused Malyshev of introducing her to Epstein in the Netflix documentary Filthy Rich. I got to make a point of seeing that. So there's another source trying to claim that Natalia was a victim in this. She didn't know what was going to happen to Sarah Ransom on that island. Okay, now apparently Ghislaine Maxwell is trying to get a court order so that the X-rated evidence will not be shown in her trial. Good luck on that one here. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show. And before we head back to the phones here, I'm thinking about what Peter said about, you know, the mail-in voting. And I saw earlier on the TV today where election officials, this was actually part of the William Barr hearing at the House Judiciary Committee, where one of the representatives, a Democrat, needless to say, would say, well, we have checked with election officials across the country, and they're saying this kind of chicanery and fraud can't possibly happen in our elections here, which is exactly what they were saying in the run-up to 2016. And then, of course, when Trump won 2016, everybody said, oh, there was vote fraud, there was election fraud. Please investigate, please investigate. And then all of a sudden they said, no way, we changed our mind. Don't investigate the vote fraud. Oh, boy. It's going to be the same thing all over again. The Democrats are going to do everything they can to steal this election. And they think that's just the way it's supposed to be, and it isn't. Not in the United States of America. We're supposed to have honest elections, and it's possible to have honest elections. But the people who are in power right now did not win their seats honestly. They won by cheating, and so they're not going to change the system that they benefit from. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Nabil in Kansas City. Hello, Nabil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, everybody. I called for the same reason as Peter called. He's a great caller. I love listening to him. America's frontline doctors yesterday shook the world. If the presentation they put on is unbelievable. They had 5 hours broke apart in three different videos, maybe in front of the Capitol, of impressive material on how hydroxychloroquine beats COVID-19. They attacked it from every possible angle. It got 20 million hits. One of their videos got 20 million hits before YouTube was finally able to yank it down. And their website is down today. They tried putting up another video today explaining kind of what happened, and they had some hecklers in the crowd. And, I mean, they're still at it. These doctors are upset. They want to get the word out. They're tired of seeing people die. And just hats off to them. But the videos got deleted, but just real quick, some of the highlights that they had was what hydroxychloroquine does is it blocks the virus from getting into the cell. It stops it from replicating. It opens up a pathway for the zinc to get into the cell to actually get rid of the virus. It's good on any RNA virus. It concentrates 200 to 700 times in the lungs more than any other place. You take a dose, I think, every 2 weeks, and it will stop you from getting COVID-19. And they just went on and on and on. Richard, one of the doctors, put up $200,000 for anyone who can prove to him, and he was attacking John Hopkins, if he can prove to him that this hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. He did that a month ago, and he hasn't heard anything, just crickets.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing, amazing videos. They're starting to show up on brand new tube. Somewhat. They're hard to watch.
Yeah.
But if anybody hasn't seen them, it is a must watch. And the other thing is, for years you've talked about, hey, let's have a Soviet-style collapse. We're going to have a new blueprint to rebuild America and get things straight. The problem is that has already been done for us with Black Lives Matter. They have the blueprint, and they're executing it before the collapse even started. I don't think
they have a blueprint. They have a blueprint. It's not the only one. And the thing is, they may bring about the collapse of the United States of America, but nobody is going to trust them to build a new country. And it's the American people are going to turn to their fellow American people to decide what the next country is going to be like.
Yeah, I hope you're right. And I'm predicting a theocratic system after that, because it's the religious people that's going to have the guts and the patience to stick this out. Anyway, have a great day, Mike, and have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to David in Boston. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Michael, you know, I was listening to one of these neoconservative, this guy's Yiddish, a neoconservative Yiddish Zionist talk show host, and he was making fun. What? He was making fun of Ilhan Omar, and it's not the first time I've heard some of these neocon conservative talk show hosts, these Zionist talk show hosts, making fun of her. I know Billy Cunningham, the great American, I've heard him multiple times making fun of Ilhan Omar. But, you know, I got to thinking, Michael, you know, after everything, the endless talk about 911 and who's responsible, and it goes on and on, the person who, ironically enough, was a black woman from Somalia named Ilhan Omar, when she said, and this is absolutely the truth about the whole situation, some people did something. And we still don't know who all those people were, and we still don't know the top of the chain of command who actually gave the order to attack America, and we still don't know exactly how they did it. So Ilhan Omar, ironically enough, no wonder Dr. David Duke endorsed her. She's the only one that has spoken the truth when she said some people did something. That's the truth. And we still don't know who those people are, and we don't know exactly how they did it.
So Ilhan Omar, idea. We have a pretty good idea. We have a pretty good idea who did it.
You don't know. You don't know who gave the command to attack America, Michael. Who actually gave the command? Somebody had to give the command, was at the top of the chain of command, that gave the order to attack America on 9/11. Who do you think that was?
I think George Bush was definitely part of it. Dick Cheney was part of it. You know, there's no one person necessarily giving the orders. It's basically a clique, a club. You know, there have to be multiple people involved so that everybody has plausible deniability.
And we still don't know exactly how it was done. Just like Ilhan Omar said, some people did something. We still don't know. The two of the people that did the best early on, did the best investigation of 9/11, they took out. Now, Reverend Mathiel from the World Church of the Creators, he did a good study of and exposed how it was done and everything, and they locked him away on this phony conspiracy charges to kill a federal judge, which was complete baloney. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't conspire. And then Victor Thorne. They suicided Victor Thorne and everything. But as far as I'm concerned, these are neoconservative Zionist Republicans can bash Ilhan Omar all they want. But I think I'm going to fall in with Dr. David Duke, and I'm going to say, right on, Ilhan Omar. On 9/11, some people did something, and we still haven't gotten to the bottom of it. Okay?
Okay. All right.
You can go on to the next call.
All right. Well, thank you very much, David. We're going to let you go and switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. That was a good call by Dave and quite interesting. Who knows who calls for this stuff? And like you suggested, it's more or less now a rule by committee.
Yes.
And therefore, it's easier for plausible denial. The deniability, because the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing, although we know it's all orchestrated, and they did. And like Peter's call was good, as usual, but, and I agree with Peter, it's the banks, but, to say Soros might not have been involved or culpable, you got to remember, Soros is a big piece on the chessboard of the bankers. He has big influence with the bankers. We've seen that. And I was going to ask you, Michael, because this guy has been gnawing at me, these people that, Trump shouldn't send in the federal troops, and, that's why they got the National Guard. Well, the National Guard is directed to by the governors. If the governors aren't doing their job, what else does Trump have to do to stop insurrection?
Okay, well, again, Trump has not sent in troops. That's something that's made up
troops,
for him. Agents.
Yeah, exactly.
Federal agents.
Just, agents gathering information, trying to find the source of this, that, or the other. Exactly, not troops. But even if he sent in troops, he's got the right to do that, especially if the CEO of the executives of those states, which is the governor, isn't taking any action at all to protect his people. Trump has every right in the world to do that. But not only that, Michael, and I'll leave you with this, and I'll wait to hear your comments. But in this instance, like these people are saying, well, Trump shouldn't send in these people. What if they had said that as in that precursor to the Civil War? Imagine that. And with that, I'll listen to your comments and take them offline. And thank you for another great show, Michael. Keep up the good work.
Well, basically, what you're saying makes a lot of sense here. But again, we have the corporate media and the Democrats trying to describe what Trump is doing is sending in the troops and laying the ground for martial law. What he's doing is sending in federal agents from the Department of Homeland Security, the DEA, because there's a lot of drugs involved in what's going on. And these DEA and DHS agents are doing the job that they normally would do, the job that the state authorities should be doing and currently are not. There are no U.S. federal troops involved yet. There may be some people dressing up as U.S. federal troops going in and attacking some of the peaceful protesters in front of the press cameras, and I'm expecting that if it hasn't already happened, it will soon.
Well, okay, exactly, Michael. That's what they're doing, and what they're doing is they're trying to bring in people to bring about and establish a type of prosecution to bring these people to justice. And I highly applaud the president for doing that. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to James in Tokyo. James, ohayo gozaimasu, genki desu ka? What's on your mind?
Genki you this, Mike. What's on my mind? I'm really stressed out because the dollar is collapsing quite a bit. And I think I'm very stressed out because the dollar is collapsing. And
yes.
Pretty soon, I think the Fed is going to change the name of the dollar to "In God We Trust." And trust me.
Not on your soul, Federal Reserve.
So to release a lot of stress, I'm happy that you're promoting the Extend device because I have a new Russian girlfriend and I need some better circulation in my lower body. So thank you for that. A lot of my talking points, the guy from Kansas City, and yourself, you know, screw all these great callers, including yourself. You took all my talking points away. with a hydroxychloroquine. I saw the video and how the doctors came out and said that, you know, it would be great prophylactic in order to stop the disease. I totally agree, but I'd like to see leadership from Trump in order to make that as well as a Z-Pak, over-the-counter, affordable to everybody. And I wish a lot of countries in the world will do it. In Japan, it's increasing a little bit. Like, it went up from, about 100 to 300 a day, but still, nothing. But and only old people are affected by it. I also saw the bar hearings, and I've never been so disgusted with Democrats in my entire life, just hearing how they wouldn't let them talk and just getting their talking points and how it's so bad to pepper spray people, you know, peaceful protesters. I mean, you see pictures everywhere and videos everywhere of how they're burning everything down and burning police officers and, you know, destroying courthouses, and they're going after him. And then I agree with you. You took him a talking point away from me. I think it's really going to affect them in the elections because I think most people, and even people like in states like New York and New Jersey, besides Dustin, can actually see that what they're saying is just total BS because. It just such you just see it, you know, like just being able to visualize something is much stronger than any type of talking point. And I love Peter's calls all the time. I have a question to Peter. My old business was getting people in the top Japanese corporate sponsors, executive candidates, like top companies, investment banks, and just American MBA programs, and you always mentioned how your daughter got into Harvard. I was wondering if she is attending, and if she is attending, is it going to be online, and are you going to be out of 70 grand? And that's about all I have to say, Mike. You're looking a lot better than you did even a month ago, and I hope you stay healthy, and I hope you finally give Claire all the love letters that I gave her for over the past 22 years.
We had an accident with those. The dog ate them.
Yeah, I guess the dog ate them, Mike. Hey, I love you. You take care, brother.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And we're going to switch over to Voice in the Dark. Hello, Voice. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, there's a whole lot on my mind today, Mike, but first I want to thank you for doing what you do out here and keeping us all informed. I hope you and Claire are doing well.
We're doing fine.
Good. Can you hear me okay? I've got you on speakerphone. I'm sorry, my hands are
fine.
I've got a great phone
fine.
All right. Well, I don't know whether your tech let you know, but I kind of wanted to take another 30,000-foot elevation perspective here and look at everything that's going on here at the moment. You know, some of your callers have been talking about it, and I loved what Peter in L.A. had to say. He had some good points there. You know, when we've got this vote-by-mail thing going on, and we've got all of these politicians fighting with each other up against the, I mean, about, you know, William Barr just called out the Democrats for not condemning this mob violence thing going on. We got these people up in Portland going completely nuts right now. And on top of all that, we got this COVID nonsense going on, which has basically been debunked by science. Everybody already, if they're willing to do their homework, has already realized this thing is just bull snot. I'll try to not do it.
Nice recovery.
I tried. But, we all know it's bull snot. So when we have to really do our research,
Boyce, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Voice in the Dark, so take it away, Voice, and just pick up where you left off.
Gosh, I have to slow down from where I took off because I think I started out at about 100 miles an hour. I'm glad for the commercial. It kind of calmed me down and helped me focus. But, you know, we've got a bigger picture perspective here on how all these things cross-correlate or conglomerate together, as it were. we've got all these different things going on with our news, what with these protests and with the vaccine mandates and with the mask laws, and we've got a lot of geopolitical things going on as well. Yeah, you know, this trouble with China and these problems with Israel and Iran, and you and your wife have actually done a really good service. If you look at whatreallyhappened.com website, for the listeners out there, Mike has got a really good website there where you can get a lot of good information about what's going on around the planet, guys, so I'd suggest you take a look into it. But again, in the bigger picture, Mike, I'm afraid that I have to say that our country is in real trouble. Would you agree with
me
on that?
I absolutely agree with you.
You know, I really wish that I had better news, because I don't like being a fearmonger, doomsday, or, you know, Chicken Little kind of guy. But I was saying it back in May on my own podcast. You know, we're in trouble. We're not going to be roasting hot dogs and watching fireworks on the 4th of July. I really wish I had been wrong. Turns out most of us got our fireworks canceled, unless you count L.A. My God, did you see that? That was a really good fireworks show. That was like the best thing on the planet. I've never seen anything like that before in my life. That was awesome. That is the silent majority of America speaking up. And that's what we all need to do right now. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about this cross-correlation of, like, looking at all the data and you know, taking an idea of what bigger picture it's building right now. Because if we don't all try to start talking to our neighbors and our friends and even the strangers on the street, if they're willing to stop and listen long enough, I think that each and every one of us, if we're willing to practice the discipline to separate fact from fiction, and we separate, you know, and bring those facts out to the public mentality, I think we can wake people up. But I'm looking, I'm sitting out here in California, Mike. And, you know, just this morning I was trying to talk to some of the people, like, running down the street with their masks on, or, you know, riding their bicycles with their masks on. I was trying to, you know, catch the attention of anybody I could and hold a small conversation with them about the facts. And it was amazing to me how many people were willing to actually listen to me. But then when I was done presenting cold, hard facts to them, and in fact, I was willing to look it up on my phone at the time to let them see what John Hopkins or what the WHO is talking about. And when I was willing to present real numbers and real facts to their face, they listened. But when they were done, they put their mask back on and then they walked down the street again. It floored me, man. Yeah. So, you know, the biggest thing, I guess what I'm trying to say here, Mike, is that those of us who are fortunate enough to be able to be listening to folks like you and really doing our homework, we need to wake up. We need to get this going on.
I agree. Well, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.